WordPress has like everything.
Electrical automation.
Hey, is Mel there?
He's not in the office right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, is there someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, that helps him with the business finances? Is that you by any chance?
She's also gone on vacation.
Oh, they're both on vacation? Okay, no, that's okay. Is there like an email address that I can send a bit quick note?
What company are you with?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. The one I have on my file is at js@electricalautomation.net. Is that still a good one?
No, I don't even know who that goes to.
Oh. What would be the best one then?
Jill@electricalautomation.net.
Jill? Is that you?
No.
Oh, is that the finance person?
She doesn't do all the finances, but she does a lot of them.
Okay, and when will she be back from vacation?
She just left today, so it'll be a week.
Okay, in like a week. Awesome. Do you, by any chance, know if you guys are looking to bring on any equipment or do any financing, or is that all Jill?
As for the power equipment side?
Yeah.
Or what?
For either.
Yeah, we are looking to get more loans for equipment and stuff.
Oh, you guys are looking for equipment loans? Awesome. Yeah. Do you know what you guys are looking to get?
Like how much?
Yeah, and like what kind of machinery?
Right now, at this point, we're trying to get more stuff for winter.
Mm-hmm.
As for what kind of machinery, I don't know. My dad deals with all that.
Okay. So just so you know, we do equipment financing, and it's basically like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and our rates start in the single digits. So depending on like what you needed, when you need it, it really just depends on what you want. So if the machine is only $10,000, we'd do $10,000 plus taxes or anything that you need with that.
You just do it per piece, and you don't do it like a big lump sum.
We can do a big lump sum for if you want like working capital for cash, and that's our loans are basically 10% to 15% of your gross annual sales is unsecured cash, and the gross annual sales is basically your top line revenue. Do you know what that was last year or this year? What you guys are tracking for?
We just opened in July, so no, we don't know. What
oh,
that would be.
Okay. So you open in July?
For our equipment rental side, yeah.
Oh, okay.
For electrical automation, we've been open for over 30 years. So.
Okay. So are they under two separate federal tax IDs, do you know?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
But I work for both sides, so.
Okay.
I've been here for 14 years.
What I would probably say we would do, are they the same owners for both?
Yep.
Okay. Since it's the same owners for both, I'd probably want to finance the equipment with the electrical side versus the one that just opened in July, just because you guys have been open there for 30 years, and that would make it would just like make your rate better. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Versus like a newer company, but we could definitely do the newer company. What we could do is we could just do applications for both, and then just see what the better rate is, if it makes that big of a difference. It might not, but just time in business does affect it, and so I would want to make sure you guys get like the lowest rate possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah, one thing is we're trying to build our credit on that side because it is so new. A lot of banks are not giving us money because we're
so we do work with startups.
The other side that, I mean, has been in business for a long time, but it would be a lot to him.
Okay. Well, actually, if you wanted to do that, we could do that. So, yeah, we work with startups. We work with, all different credit tiers. Do you know, is it just your dad that owns it? And 100% owner?
Yep.
Do you know what his credit is by any chance? What we do is we run the personal credit, but the loans go on your business credit and do build the business credit.
I wouldn't know what his personal credit is right now.
Okay, no, that's no problem.
I mean, it changes with each loan, and we've been working on getting equipment loans for this company because we need more equipment, but I don't know where it would be right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, so definitely, I would say probably your equipment financing would be a really good option for you, just for the equipment side. But if you did want, like, just cash, we do have the working capital program, and that would just be, like, a large lump sum unsecured cash deposited into your account. And so really depending on, like, how much you need, we could get you, you know, different – we'd probably qualify you for the largest amount, and then you can decide what you guys want to use or not. But I would say what I would want to do with you guys is just to make – what I think makes the most sense is to figure out what equipment you guys still need for that side, get the quotes and invoices on that, and then on top of that, check out the capital side. That way you have, you know, operating capital for something comes up and you need it. But then on the equipment side, you would have that equipment finance with that longer term loan, because our cash loans are at 3 to 36 months versus the 2 to 5 years, or, mm-hmm. or, you know, versus up to 60 months.
Mm-hmm. So it's 3% for 36 months?
It really just depends on what it is. I wouldn't be able to give you the actual percent till, you know, we kind of went a little bit further on to, like, what exactly it is that you need.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I definitely think that we can help you out there. And so with the one that you just gave, you guys just opened in July, it's just you just rent out equipment?
Yep.
And what kind of equipment do you guys rent out? What is it called so I can look you guys up?
Power equipment rental.
Power equipment rental?
Yep.
And you guys are in Utah, right?
Yep.
Okay. And Heber City?
Heber, yeah.
Heber? Oh. Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. I think I see you guys. PowerEquipmentRental.com?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, what a great business to be in. And so you guys just rented out. Did you sell any?
We just opened in July. Everything's always for sale.
Okay. And then, so should I send the email just to Jill, or should I send something to, like, CC some the power equipment as well?
Jill and my dad pretty much deal with all of that stuff, so I would just send
okay.
it to her.
Okay. So she helps run that business as well.
Yes, we're all on both sides.
Okay, do both calls come into the same place?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's easy for you then. All right, well, yeah, I'll definitely, I'll send Joel a message here in just a little bit, and then when do you think would be a good time to follow up? You said next week?
Yeah, she just left today, so she's going to be
okay.
gone a week. So.
Okay. Awesome. So you'd say, like, next Tuesday, or should I wait, like, Wednesday or Thursday?
She's usually pretty busy when she first gets back, so I'd wait a few days.
Okay.
Thursday.
Okay, perfect. I'll just definitely try calling back on Thursday.
Friday, so.
Okay, never here on Fridays. Good to know.
Nope.
All right. Well, thanks so much. It was Casey, right?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I guess I didn't catch your name in the beginning. All right, Melissa, sorry about that. All right, well, I will call Jill, send her an email here in just a few minutes, and I'll follow up with you guys on next Thursday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bye.